Tom.
To create the content on the site, if you'd like, or you can just look at it, of course. Go to freetalklive.com and enjoy that. Sharing with you a story that may not be as uncommon as the author of the story believes it to be. What he's telling us about here over at Salon.com is a story about three dissidents.
Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? It's been said that an apple a day keeps the doctor away, or does it? It's time to get a new prescription for your life. Get ready for your daily dose of Healthy Talk Radio, the show that's empowering your health. And now, here's America's health and lifestyle coach.
Live. Do you want to get well? This is the show where your health is your wealth. Thriving is more important than just surviving, and the only thing lost are those unwanted pounds. This is Healthy Talk Radio, from heart disease, aches and pains, to even your basic cough and sneeze. This is Talk Radio that helps you get well, stay well, and live well. Phone lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. It's a new prescription for a new you, America. Let's kick it off with Vanessa. Hi, Vanessa.
Hello.
How are you, darling? How can I help?
I'm fine. Dr. Asa, how are you?
I am living well.
Good, good. Two questions. Number one.
All right.
I'll give you three scenarios. In 09, I was informed I had type 2 diabetes and high blood pressure.
Okay.
So I was on the glipizide and metformin and metoprolol. Don't like the glipizide, cause blurred vision. The metformin seems to do okay. For the doctor, didn't really pay me no attention, so I'm between doctors right now. The question is, over the past week and a half, I've been having pain on the left side of my foot, right at the fatty part, the ball under the toes, and on the heel, like tingling sensation.
Okay.
And I wonder if there's something I can use or take for that. I do take biotin, garlic, probiotics. Recently started that about, 3 weeks ago. Eating habits haven't been the greatest, but I'm serious now about changing that.
Okay, good.
Include more fruits and veggies. 3 years ago, I was 30 pounds heavier than I am now. I'm still plus size, but still need to lose more weight. But 240 sounds better than, 252 better than 287. So I'm proud of that.
That's right. That is true. So you're willing to make some changes. That's the key, right?
Yes.
And so the doctors now still have you on the medications, but you really want to come up with a new game plan. Have you started exercising at all?
Well, I walk every day.
Okay.
My vehicle is out, and I haven't purchased a new one, so I do a lot of walking now.
And how long do you walk for? Maybe 30, 45 minutes? How long do you go out there for?
That was a blessing within itself in disguise. As opposed to riding everywhere, yes.
That's good. That's always a plus. All right, so coming up with a new game plan for the diet itself. So, you know, each one of your meals, three meals a day, couple snacks in between, are going to be important. Portion sizes are big too, so you want to keep those relatively small, but you want to make sure you're getting in those good lean quality proteins. And you're eating good fruits and vegetables, and then your healthy fats. And you always want to remember that fats really are not going to make you fat. They're the good kind. And they're actually great for supporting your hormones. They're great for supporting getting the right kind of calories. They've got protein in them as well. So brain chemistry, I mean, there's a host of things of what the right kind of fats can do for your body. So all that's important. And with diabetes, you always want to make sure when you're eating your meals, one, that you're eating steady, you know, that you don't have a lot of gaps in between the meals, but then also that you have a protein, which is like chicken, fish, beef, or eggs, something like that, along with of fat when you eat those together, then whatever carbohydrate you have, it will help regulate the blood sugar. So fat and the protein helps regulate. Now, they both do. You can do one or the other, but it's good to always get all three nutrients in one meal. Now, if you do a snack, like, for example, let's say it's 10 a.m. and you're trying to eat something between that and lunch, you could do a handful of almonds or walnuts or something like that, and, you know, maybe an orange, because you're eating the whole food itself, and the little bit of carbohydrate you're going to get in the orange, the fat in the almonds or walnuts are going to balance that out. So that makes it a really good snack, and they work hand in hand together. So just in that respect, when you're looking at diabetes, that is a real big key. Now, with blood pressure and all, and swelling in the feet, you've got to be really careful. And I'd make sure you're working with your doctor on a regular basis so they can keep track of that. I do think, though, that the weight is playing an issue. Not having seen any of the tests and all, and your doctor's going to have to make that kind of call. But no doubt about it, your lifestyle is a huge, huge indicator of why you're dealing with all this. So coming up with a new game plan, I'm so proud of you. I'm just excited that you're ready to change, because I can't do that. You know, that's the thing. I can't force you, can't make you. No one else can. You have to make those decisions for yourself. Right? And so we're going to have a brand new Vanessa before we know it.
Correct. But it's not really. Right.
It starts now with you making a decision you want to get well. And with you doing that, you just got to put one foot in front of the other. And don't look back. You remember what happens when people look back? There's an old story about how someone turned to a pillar of salt. You don't want to look back, girl. You want to keep looking forward and make it happen. And we'll do whatever we can here to support you along the way. 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Lines are open. You can also go online, getwellradio.com, and shoot me an email. I'll be glad to make it part of the show. And our preferred wellness providers are available, a great network of providers around the country that believe in nutrition and lifestyle-based care. Unbelievable on how they can take care of you, taking you from where you are to where you need to be. Jane, you're with us next. How can I help?
Hi.
Hi.
I have ulcerative colitis.
Okay.
And it's fairly well controlled.
Okay.
But it's about 6 or 7 years ago, I started having problems with my eye. And I have more trouble now with my eye than I do with the colon, and I'm wondering if there's something
related?
Some supplement, something. I know it's related, but I'm wondering if there's something I can do, something that something different other than what you would take just for general inflammation. Is there anything that will help with the inflammation that's eye healthy? Does that make sense?
It does. Eye healthy. Yep, it does. And so what are the main symptoms of your eye? It's bothering you, but what's going on?
I have chronic iritis and chronic retinitis. So I'll just wake up one morning and I can't see, and I go to the doctor, and the macula is inflamed.
Yeah, one of the big that's a challenge. Your diet plays a role, stress plays a role, those two, okay? And so eating very well, cutting down foods that create a lot of inflammation, like the processed foods, grains, a lot of dairy products, cutting those out can make an enormous difference in what you're dealing with. There are some supplements, but I wouldn't lean on those because I don't think that supplements would really be the kind of that silver bullet that would kind of take over. Really, your daily habits over a long.
Do you need a new prescription for your life? Are you just not feeling well? Nationally syndicated Healthy Talk radio host Dr. Asa wants to help you lifestyle your way back to health. His national best-selling book, Empowering Your Health, provides all the guidance you'll need to change your life forever. Let Dr. Asa help to start your health journey to regain your personal health and revitalize your life. Empowering Your Health is available at empoweringyourhealth.com. That's empoweringyourhealth.com.
Some point in life, everyone experiences pain and inflammation, and usually people turn to certain medications. What people want is quick relief, and until now, there hasn't been a safe and effective alternative. But now, there's AminoActive. AminoActive works as well as medications, but without any harmful side effects. Rather than just masking the pain, AminoActive actually promotes faster recovery. AminoActive comes in both capsules and topical cream. Check out the website, aminoactive.com, or call 800-251-4166 to get the natural pain relief alternative.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2233 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
To be part of the show, call 1-888-283-7272. That's 1-888-283-7272. We'll be right back.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Every day, nearly 3,000 families enter into foreclosure and face losing their home. If you're currently behind on your mortgage, you can still avoid foreclosure. You can save your home, but you need to act now. We're Allied State Foreclosure Services. We're experts in saving homes from foreclosure. With just one phone call to us, you can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, and save your home. Call now. The call is free with no obligation. 1-800-597-8843. Call us if you've been threatened with foreclosure, denied loan modification, or missed a payment on your mortgage. If you've been a victim of a predatory loan or are upside down on your mortgage, even if you've lost your job and you're worried about losing your home, don't wait. Call us now and let us help you save your home. You've worked hard to build a life with your family. Let us help you keep your home. Call now before it's too late. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843.
George Washington said, "Government is not reason, it is not eloquence, it is force, like fire. It is a dangerous servant and a fearful master." America's government is no longer the servant of the people and the protector of our liberty, but has become that fearful master. We the people must understand the nature of this government gone awry if we are to be successful in saving our country. America is being deliberately destroyed by a cabal of international gangsters so that she can be forced into subjugation to a one-world government. The God-given, unalienable rights of the Declaration of Independence are in jeopardy. We must not let them be stolen by ambitious and evil men. Utopia Silver Supplements believes it is our God-given right to make our own health care decisions however we deem best. If we can help you with your supplement needs and better health, then help us win this health freedom battle. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's UTOPIA silver.com, or call 888-213-4338. Again, 888-213-4338.
Lines are open, 888-283-7272. Welcome back to the show. This is your show, the show where your health is your greatest wealth. You know, there's a lot of hype about, of course, I think I'm a big fan of animals, and dogs especially. I think they can be, you know, they call them man's best friend, woman's best friend, and they bring so much joy to our lives, and I really believe it helps people live longer. Having a companion of some sorts, even at that level, becomes like family. And so having your dogs around, can they be good for your health or not? Well, I think they're ultimately great for your health. But then there's the aspect of whether they're hypoallergenic or are you allergic to them? Do they create more allergies for your kids, for you? But, you know, the interesting thing is hypoallergenic dogs are no less likely to make you sneeze than other dogs. There's a new study out on this. So technically there's dogs that were created and bred to be hypoallergenic, which I think is ridiculous. But it's widely believed that hypoallergenic dogs produce less dander and saliva and shed less fur, making them a healthier choice for people with allergies. But a team at Henry Ford Hospital in Detroit found no scientific evidence that hypoallergenic dogs produce fewer allergens. The researchers examined dust samples from about 173 homes with 60 different breeds of dogs, including 11 breeds considered hypoallergenic. Samples were collected from the floor or carpet of the baby's bedroom 1 month after a newborn was brought home, and only from homes with just one dog. So researchers then analyzed the dust samples for the dog allergen CAN-F1, and there were no significant differences in allergen levels between homes and hypoallergenic dogs and those with other dogs. Studies published in the March issue of the American Journal of Rhinology and Allergy. That's always been a hot topic, whether or not you should get a hypoallergenic pet or not, and is that really going to make a big difference in your overall profile and dealing with allergies? I mean, if you cut down the histamine and you increase your digestibility of proteins better, you're not going to be as responsive to the dander or pollen or anything else, any other kind of allergen for that matter. So, I mean, is it the chicken or the egg? I think with allergies, from the research I've done and seen, that it's so much more really to get down to the bottom line and make sure that you're breaking your proteins down and get to the root cause of the matter, rather than just being kind of out in the fringes and still working on the symptoms themselves. That's just a better route to go. With dogs, just get the dog that you like and that you love, and then create healthier lifestyle choices around, and you're not going to be dealing with the allergies anyway. 888-283-7272. Lines are open. You can also send me an email, getwellradio.com. Let's go to Dennis. Hi, Dennis.
Hey, how are you doing today?
Man, I'm living well. What's up?
Well, I was having problems with my shoulder. Like, if I cough, I feel a pain. But if I sneeze, the pain's so bad that it pretty much draws my shoulder in.
Okay.
And I've went to my chiropractor, and she's can't figure out what it is. I've done x-rays, and it's not showing any kind of bone damage or anything. So I'm just trying to figure it out.
Have you done anything to hurt it? Were you playing a sport or anything that injured it?
Golf,
tennis?
Yeah. Are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. Golf or tennis?
No, not really. I work at UPS. I do a lot of lifting and lowering of heavy boxes. And then in December, I was rear-ended.
Okay, got it. Well, then here's the deal, kind of the breakdown. You're already going to a chiropractic physician, which I think is smart, because you have to realize that with the shoulder itself, the nerves that come out and innervate the muscles means that they go out and go into the muscles and control everything into the arm, actually originate from the base of the neck. And so in a car accident, a lot of times you get, even though you might not feel whiplash or whatever, you still take the impact, and it can, and studies have shown that it really can decrease the disc height within the base of the neck. And so you've got to be careful with that, because if nothing gets addressed, then of course they probably explain that to you, then it can cause the issues to get worse, and of course it'll cause the function to decrease or decline within the shoulder, and that's not going to help anyone. So you might want to, I mean, hopefully they'll still be working on that. That's a big, big key with the overall process. I would also have maybe a physical therapist look at it, because they can look at it from a biomechanical perspective and look at some of the muscles. Your chiropractic physician can look at that too. It just depends on how they're trained, whether they're trained more in extremities or not. But you'll want to have them look actually at the different aspects of the shoulder and see how the range of motion is and that sort of thing. So I would look into that make sure you have a couple of folks around you that creates a great team for that. The other issue, too, is from a nutritional perspective, vitamin D, which is a big player, and also boron and manganese can all play a big role in supporting a healthy shoulder. And if you get deficient at all through stress or poor diet or whatever it might be, then it can cause things not to work as well and can cause issues in that regard. So keep those things kind of in your pocket to look through along the way. 888-283-7272. Lines are open. 80% of the health challenges we face today are diet and lifestyle related. That means that somehow, some way, we've lifestyled our way into getting sick. But, you know, that's the good news. The good news is, if you can lifestyle your way into getting sick, then many times you can lifestyle your way out and get well, stay well, and live well. So the hope is that even though we might have messed some things up ourselves, we can undo that and make better choices, educated choices, with where we are. We don't have to be stuck. We can actually improve our lives simply by making new lifestyle choices. And no one else can do it but you. That's the cool thing. You can actually step up and undo a lot of the stuff that's going on in your life. So you've been diagnosed with something, don't freak out. Because help can be right around the corner. You just have to know what that is, what kind of choices to make, and then see a new you begin to pop up. But nothing's going to change unless you change. That's the key, and we help you do that right here on the show. We'll be right back. Folks, you heard me recommend Amino Active for pain relief on the show, and now I'd like you to hear from people who have tried Amino Active and found it better than some prescription medicines. Listen to Al McCree of Nashville.
I started taking Amino Active as an alternative to Celebrex. I had the same results as far as pain relief is concerned. It worked just as well as Celebrex, and I didn't have any of the problems with side effects of indigestion. So I'm sold on Amino Active because it really helps me with my arthritis pain.
Amino Active worked for Al to relieve his arthritis problems without stomach upset and the harmful side effects of other prescription drugs. If you have arthritis and want to experience quick pain relief without the harmful side effects, try Amino Active. Check out the website for more info and learn where it's available, www.aminoactive.com. That's aminoactive.com, or call 800-251-4166. Safe, effective, it's Amino Active.
Always check with your personal physician before applying any health information provided on this show. More Healthy Talk Radio when we come back.
Who wants to be disease-free, full of energy, and vibrant health? Two reasons you may feel constantly tired and run down could be that your body's acid level is high and your pH level is low. How does acid enter your body? A cup of coffee, a sandwich, tap water, stress, and cell phones. Plus, your own body produces acid on a regular basis. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops alkalize the water you drink and raise your pH level. They promote more oxygen in your system, higher energy potential, and many other documented health benefits. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops is the least expensive and the best pH level product you can buy. Order AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. That's 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health with pH Drops from AlkaVision.com.
25 years is reason to celebrate. Cash in on October deals during the 25th anniversary of Emergency Essentials. Going on now, save 26% off clarified butter, 24% off honey oat granola, and save 50% off a kitchen fire extinguisher. A must for any kitchen emergency. Stock your car with a Roadwise Emergency 72-hour kit, only $34.99 at BePrepared.com. New this month, two varieties of Mountain House just-in-case buckets. Your favorite Mountain House pouches packed in a convenient bucket. Find a super deal this month only for the Goal Zero Lighthouse LED Lantern and Nomad 7 Solar Panel. Iosat Potassium Iodide Tablets are on sale. And as always, check out the Emergency Essentials Group Specials now through October 31st. Call 800-999-1863 for exceptional customer service and Emergency Essentials low price guarantee. That's 800-999-1863. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or beprepared.com.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, floods, all sorts of natural disasters happen. Some of you are ready, some are not. MySurvivalGoods.com gets you ready. Think basics. Do you have a home first aid kit, a car emergency kit, a basic urban survival kit? MySurvivalGoods.com has kits. Then the big stuff. Ready for system interruptions caused by natural or man-made disasters, terrorism, government collapse, social chaos?
Are you ready to bug out?
Could you survive off the grid for a minimum of 3 days like FEMA says?
Well, don't count on FEMA.
Count on high-quality kits from MySurvivalGoods.com. Check out our large selection of emergency kits for cars, homes, schools, and office, and bug out bags, first aid and flu kits, emergency water and food. Even build your very own custom emergency kit. 100% satisfaction guaranteed. Go to MySurvivalGoods.com now. That's MySurvivalGoods.com. Don't delay. Prepare today.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
The lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Welcome back to the show. This is a show where your health is your greatest wealth. We want to take you from where you are to where you need to be. But you have to be willing to make the change, and that is the key. Our food for the day are cherries, one of my favorites. A growing body of science now reveals that tart cherries, as either dried, frozen, or cherry juice, have among the highest levels of disease-fighting antioxidants when compared to other fruits. They also contain other important nutrients, such as beta-carotene, which is, of course, 19 more than they, times more than they have in blueberries or strawberries, vitamin C, potassium, magnesium, iron, fiber, and folate, which emerging evidence links cherries to many important health benefits, from helping you ease the pain of arthritis and gout to reducing risk factors for heart disease, diabetes, and certain cancers. Cherries also contain melatonin, which has been found to help regulate the body's natural sleep patterns, helps form serotonin, which, of course, helps with depression, and then, of course, can prevent memory loss and delay the aging process. I don't know about you, but all this sounds pretty darn good. A recent study from the University of Michigan reveals that new evidence linking cherries to heart health benefits, and the study found that a cherry-enriched diet lowered total weight, body fat, especially important belly fat, inflammation, and cholesterol risk factors, especially for heart disease. So get your cherries in. really good for gout, but good for other issues as well. 888-283-7272 are the phone lines. They're open. Go online, getwellradio.com, and shoot me an email. I'll be glad to take it as part of the show. Barbara, you're next with us on the show. Welcome.
Thank you, Dr. Asa. I'm on as an advocate for a friend of mine who is very skittish about calling in, and I'm just worried sick about her.
That's okay. Let's talk about her. What's going on?
I tried to get her on the night before last, and I wasn't able to get on that night myself. She has a heart condition. She has terrible attacks of gout, the last attack she had, she went to the hospital, and they wanted to take her toe off, and she slithered through that and didn't have it done, and she was on prednisone, and she said as long as she was on prednisone, the gout didn't bother her. But
right.
now she's evidently off the prednisone. She has a heart condition, and she only has one kidney. The other kidney is just not functioning at all. And she told me night before last that she had her toe was oozing and had a terrible odor from it. And I tried to tell her that, you know, that this could be gangrene setting in. And she takes Oxycontin, I believe it is. And as I say, she has a heart condition. She also has ulcers. And so when you came on the other night, you were mentioning a vinegar was good for bacterial like underarm deodorants and things like that, and I suggested that she get some of that and soak her foot in it to see if maybe that would take the infection out of it. I couldn't get her to go on last night, and I just wondered if you can offer suggestions.
Are you more concerned about the now, has she been to her doctor through this process, or just you and her talking?
No, she's going to the doctor just about all the time for something, but what I'm trying to do is to save her foot from being amputated. I feel like she's close to having that happen.
Have the doctors told her that?
Well, they...
I know they said they wanted to cut her toe off,
yeah,
but they didn't do that.
Well, I'm just afraid that she's just letting it slide, and maybe she's got gangrene working on it now. That's what it sounded like to me. She said she had her toes spread apart with cotton, she needed to go to a podiatrist, I guess, because every time she walked, her toenails were cutting into her toes, and she can hardly walk with the foot the way it is.
I would probably just my thoughts on this is to stay with her doctor, and obviously if it is infected, then getting that under control. But if it's gout and that's what we're dealing with, then you got to look. She's got to look at number one, looking at her diet, making some radical changes there, but also making sure that her body's breaking down the excess proteins. Because if it's not, then it's building up these uric acid crystals in the joint, and that's what causes the gout, the gouty arthritis, to be so painful and to not really go away. And so, there are some things that can help. But I'm with you. If it's infected, which it sounds like it is. They've got to get that under control. She needs to be on, obviously, if it's infected, antibiotics and the whole nine yards. So I'm surprised if it is infected, they don't have her on some form of treatment like that. Do they not?
Well, apparently not. I guess when she left out of there with the without having her toe amputated, I don't know. She's also has some constraints of low income. And I don't know. She said she knows that she's not supposed to eat things like, you know, ham and things like that. But she just doesn't seem to, I don't know what it is, whether it's the drugs she's taking. She evidently just doesn't listen and doesn't seem to be aware of what she's doing to herself.
I would be real careful and steer clear. Even if she's dealing with some tough financial situation, maybe she can have some friends come along or whatever and help her. But going and get that, if it's infected, she's got to go to the doctor and have that treated. I mean, sounds to me like that's the first priority, regardless if she's already left and kind of gone and went against what they wanted. First, she needs to take a real hard look and listen to what they have to say, not go do her own thing, but actually get, because when it gets to that level, her physicians are going to have the best advice. And it's even tough for me to even give it a thought, even without seeing it. The biggest thought I can give her, if you're asking me what to tell her or what to do, is to go back to her doctors regardless, even if she has to find more of a faith-based clinic that will, you know, work with her financially. Because to leave it like it is and just hope for the best or look for something natural, that's not a smart move on her part at all. Like, I wouldn't even, that's not even in the realm of what she should be doing. She's got to go to get that handled, literally, to whatever level needs to take place, and then move forward with what she has left from there to come up with a good structured game plan. So that's kind of my thought, is to definitely go over there and get with her doctor immediately. That's what I think. Thanks for the call. 888-283-7272. Lines are open. We're going to Ed now. Hi, Ed.
Hey, thanks for taking my call, Doc.
Yeah, sure. What's up?
I'm going to be 56 here in a couple weeks. Definitely a few pounds. I have a hard time, I think, with some, as far as wanting to or desiring to get intimate.
Yeah.
A certain amount of sex or whatever.
Right, I get it. So there's no desire, or it's difficult to make things happen?
Not difficult to make things happen, but once it does, it's like the steering over it, interested whatsoever in trying to continue to make it happen.
So your interest levels are down pretty heavy from what they used to be. And
quite a bit, yeah.
And then performance is suffering as well, too.
Yes.
Well, if the mind's not right, nothing else is going to be right either. Is the relationship okay?
No. Not at all. And I think my deal is future. Is that I need to make sure this is corrected and not that a part of, the whole that's goofing up anything to do with the relationship or whatever. I mean, if it's emotional, physical, the whole package.
Well, yeah, I mean, everything's tied together. So, I mean, if the relationship's not right and you guys aren't close and things are on good terms, then you can throw intimacy out the window. Forget all that. That's not even going to happen. And especially from a woman's perspective too. But yeah, I mean, if you're frustrated and you got a lot going on, maybe where you're, there's a lot of things kind of stirring up on the inside.
But I'm going to this a keeper, and I definitely will.
Are you guys married?
No, we're not married.
And how long have you been together?
A little over five. 5 months.
Well, I can tell you right now, first and foremost, is to not be intimate until you get married. It's probably going to be your best bet. Nothing's going to make your relationship better until you build a solid foundation of trust. And it really does start by removing the physical part and focusing on the emotional and spiritual part together. Once that's strong, then the other will fall right into place.
Oh, Hi, this is Dr. Asa here to talk about my good friends at Earth Fare, the healthy supermarket. Earth Fare is on a mission to transform lives, provide the best in natural food choices, and educate others toward healthier lifestyles. They give food items away every week to give back to the community. That's you. Empower you to make a difference. So sign up for Earth Fare's Welcome Home at earthfare.com to save big each week and get a free whole chicken or maybe even some organic burgers. Text EAT, that's EAT, to 71700, that's 71700, and receive regular text coupons to save on all natural options. Are you looking for healthy, affordable options that kids will love too? Well, stop by Earth Fare every Thursday from 4 to 8 p.m. and up to 6 kids each free with the purchase of a $5 adult meal. For more information about my good friends at Earth Fare, please visit earthfare.com.
You know what happens to your digestive health around the holidays? Right. Unusual schedules and foods you don't normally eat can cause upset stomach and indigestion. But you can prepare your digestive tract with Pro-EM-1 Probiotic Cleanse from Terraganics.com. Pro-EM-1 is all natural and made with certified organic ingredients. It contains no genetically modified ingredients or preservatives and has no animal products, wheat, soy, dairy, or gluten. Pro-EM-1 does not require refrigeration, so you can take it with you, over the river and through the woods to Grandma's house. Pro-EM-1 supports a healthy, regular digestive system, supports weight loss, and improves absorption of food nutrients. Improve your digestion and keep off those extra pounds with Pro-EM-1 Probiotic Cleanse. Call or click Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com. Toll free, 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganix. Life's getting better.
To be part of the show, call 1-888-283-7272. That's 1-888-283-7272. More Healthy Talk Radio, next.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
If you like cow's milk, you'll love camel milk.
Yes, the newest, oldest thing in the world, camel milk, has sustained civilizations for thousands of years. Here's just one user's testimonial.
My Lyme-stricken boy developed severe allergies to nearly every food he ingested. At first, I was scared to death to try camel milk, but he had no allergic reactions of any kind, nothing. The camel milk was wondrous in healing his GI issues, and it's the one thing I can attribute to his getting out of bed after almost a year spent there, too ill to do anything.
Camel milk is loaded with health benefits, far superior to other milk, is rich in B vitamins, and 3 times higher in vitamin C than cow's milk, 10 times higher in iron. Camel milk comes fresh or frozen from your trusted local family farm, Humpback Dairies of Miller, Missouri. To order, call this number, 1-417-848-7570. That's 1-417-848-7570. Call 1-417-848-7570 for camel milk, the best kept health secret ever.
Alex Jones here with a message that could revolutionize health in this country. Going back about a year and a half ago, I began to learn about the incredible health effects of longevity products. Aaron Dykes lost 92 pounds. We're going to show you some before and afters. Aaron, break down what happened, your story.
I've worked really hard with diet and exercise to try to lose weight, but I just didn't get the results. It just didn't happen. Then I saw what you were doing with InfoWarsTeam.com. I wasn't even trying to lose weight, but I got it because I wanted to feel better energy. I wanted that nutrition. Didn't even understand how that could kickstart my own weight loss goals, but the products did that for me. I found myself suddenly losing weight, more energetic, wanting to exercise, wanting to eat the right foods.
And they don't even advertise it as weight loss. I want to challenge our radio listeners to go to InfoWarsTeam.com. Sign up as a distributor and get wholesale pricing discounts at InfoWarsTeam.com.
Lines are open, 888-283-7272. Welcome back to the show. Go online, getwellradio.com. We'll be glad to make it part of the show. This is the show where your health is your greatest wealth. And it is. You have to be one to make the changes, though. Nobody else can do it for you. Your friends, your family members, your coworkers, your wife, your husband. Nobody can make and take responsibility for your health but you. You have to make the change. So the question is, are you willing? Let's go to Becky now. Hi, Becky. Welcome to the show.
Yes, sir. I have my tongue. Everything sets it on fire. My mouth draws like I've had something bitter, and I'm getting hoarser and hoarser. It doesn't hurt in my throat. And my lips are getting to where they're like chapped all the time and cracking on each side.
Could be a couple things. A lot of times when you have those kind of conditions, it could be nerve-related. So you might want to have that checked out. And when I say that, I mean, you can go to a neurologist. I think that's a good way to go. Family doctor, then you go to a neurologist typically. But you might want to have either an osteopathic physician or a chiropractic physician or even a naturopathic physician take a look at that. And they've got some great alternative means to be able to figure out exactly what's going on and come up with a good game plan. So could be a vitamin B1 or B2 deficiency, too. A lot of that can create burning and cause some cracking and whatnot within the mouth. So increasing your vegetable intake can be helpful. If that doesn't work, then you can look into the supplementation from vitamin B1, thiamine pyrophosphate, or riboflavin 5-phosphate, which is a derivative of vitamin B2. Hope that helps. Scripture for the day comes from Proverbs chapter 31, verse 30. Charm is deceptive and beauty is fleeting, but a woman who fears the Lord is to be praised. And that is for sure. Dental visits now to ERs are on the rise. So Americans who turn up in the emergency room to get dental care really aren't lost. They're probably just running out of options. So according to a new report from the Pew Center of the States, more than 800,000 visits to the ER in 2009 were for toothaches and other avoidable dental ailments. People showing up in emergency rooms for dental is really your sign that your system is breaking down. Shelley Gershon said, who's the director of the Pew Center's Children's Dental Campaign, it's just not serving enough people. She said in the symptom and crisis, in hard times, states often cut Medicaid's dental benefits, pushing low-income patients from the dentist office into the emergency room. But the shift from Medicaid reimbursements to hospitals is still costly to states, though the dental groups have long since said that ERs only provide temporary relief for dental emergencies and lead to recurring hospital visits, which can burden the taxpayers for spending it in the worst possible way, she said. For example, the report shows that in 2002, Maryland had a 12% increase in the rate of ER visits and also Medicaid reimbursements for private practice dentists treating adult emergencies. Florida reported more than 115,000 dental-related ER visits in 2010, and in Oregon, a 31% hike of the ER cases among Medicaid enrollees over a three-year period. Access to dental care is also creating a surge in ER visits. Safety net facilities like community health centers are losing federal funding and are unable to provide comprehensive dental care. The report suggests several steps to alleviate this problem. States committed to serving more low-income people should ensure their Medicaid reimbursement rates are high enough to cover the cost of care. So that's guess 22. Do you use the hospitals or do you not? When you've got, my gosh, you get tooth pain, you're going to go. Regardless of what we've been going back and forth here in this article about the increase and this, and that, and the other, the bottom line is we're going to use whatever facility we have to get out of pain. That's just our human nature. But I do think we need to do something for reimbursements for the dentist, because, I mean, you start cutting Medicaid, you start cutting down the reimbursements, you're going to get a poor quality of care. I mean, think about it. I mean, I don't mind. No dentist would mind giving some benevolence, I'm for certain. But you start cutting the overall reimbursement, you're going to start getting some. The last thing I want working on me is a disgruntled dentist. Can I get an amen? Because I'm telling you, I don't like going to the dentist at all. Sorry, fellas and gals. I just am just not. It's just not my favorite place to go. Think you're great. Think you're awesome. But I just don't get real fired up about it. And if I, you know, I've had a couple of cavities in my lifetime, and it's just not fun. So I don't get real fired up about it. So you take a disgruntled dentist who's only going to get $15 instead of $80 because of my insurance, and he knows it, that's not going to be a pretty day. Last thing I want to do is be laying in that chair and have somebody with a bunch of instruments in my mouth trying to figure out and being real frustrated that my insurance ain't going to pay him. I'd be the kind of guy that would just pony up cash and just be like, look, man, take good care of my mouth. You know, just the way that I am. But that is, it's crazy to think about that. But they're doing it with everybody. And doctors, it's happening with them. Physicians, happening with them as well. And it's going to be a challenge. It'll be interesting to see what happens. That's for sure. And, I mean, just in the middle of all this, it's pretty intense. Lines are open, 888-283-7272. Our preferred wellness providers, don't forget, healthcare providers in your area that believe the same way we do, nutrition and lifestyle-based care, and they are growing every single day. It's pretty exciting. Samantha wanted to know, she's in California, and she wants to know about getting a personal trainer. Now, I talk about personal training a lot. Matter of fact, Fitness Together is a great national chain, our chain that we... as our provider in Chattanooga. Phenomenal group of folks over there if you live in the Chattanooga area. But personal training is important. I think that everyone that embarks on any type of fitness routine needs to have a personal trainer, at least for a period of time. Maybe it be a month or 2 months, but you learn so much and your results are just phenomenal. You will double, triple the time and the results and not waste a lot of time. So I'm a big fan. Yes, I do think that's a smart move. Puts another hour in the charts. I'd like to thank our producer, Jay Patrick, Leslie Pardue, John Garrison, and the rest of the team. Go tell one person something you learned on this show, and together we can change the health of our friends, our families, and our communities. You're listening to the show that helps you get well, stay well, and live well. We're diagnosing hope one person at a time.
The content heard on this show is of a general nature and provided for informational purposes only. This information is not intended to be a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition.
Hey folks, have you ever really wondered what you're actually made of? I mean, your own DNA. Well, in the future, your doctor will have your DNA profile on file to be used as a guide for your medicine, nutrition, and overall wellness. Well, the future is now with a breakthrough company called GeneMe. Backed by cutting-edge science and genetic research, is showing us how to use strategic nutrition to turn back the clock on our personal genetic weaknesses. Our DNA is what we're made of, and now we can start to understand our bodies and our health with GeneMe. From cardiac health to healthy energy levels, feeling great and fewer aches and pains after that yard work or exercise, GeneMe has cracked the genetic code to help you find the vitality that you're searching for. If you want to use strategic nutrition to look and feel younger than you are right now, then visit getgeneme.me. That's getgeneme.me to get your free personal genetic nutrition profile today. Go to getgeneme.me.